And filling in for Evan today and for the rest of the week is me, Tamara Cherry, broadcasting from Regina, Saskatchewan. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for everybody who's sending me nice messages on the text board. I will not say thanks to the people who are sending not nice messages on the text board. But last night, after word began to leak through the media, we heard from U.S. President Joe Biden.
The United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the Emir of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
With Ayman al-Zawahiri dead, said Biden,
he will never again allow Afghanistan to become a terrorist safe haven, because he is gone and we're going to make sure that nothing else happens.
Well, joining us now to discuss this is retired Major General David Frazier, who served as a Major General in Land Force Command and most notably as Brigadier General during Operation Medusa, which took place in Afghanistan over 2 weeks in September 2006 as part of NATO's coalition efforts in the region. David Frazier is also the co-author of the book Operation Medusa, The Furious Battle That Saved Afghanistan from the Taliban, which was released in 2018. Retired Major General, thank you very much for taking the time today.
Tamara, good to be with you.
So just start out by telling me, what was your reaction to President Biden's words last night?
Well, it's the end of a very long story that started with the attack on the trade towers in 2001. And what happened was that, you know, Osama bin Laden was taken, was one of the planners, and now the second planner of that attack that changed fundamentally our lives has now been killed. So it's the end of a chapter, but it's also a signal to both the terrorists who think they want to operate out of Afghanistan and other terrorists around the world that no matter what you do, the United States will hunt you down and finish off this story.
So, I mean, how do you think that they're receiving that? Do you think that that message would be taken seriously by them? Something that struck me most is the clip that we just listened to from Biden, in which he's saying that this will ensure that essentially that Afghanistan will never become a terrorist safe haven again.
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, I think when the Taliban took Afghanistan last summer, the greatest concern from all of us is, did Afghanistan become a safe haven for terrorists again? And there was strong indications that Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and others were actually going back into the vacuum that was established in Afghanistan to set up their operations. And what we've just seen is, with the killing of this Al-Qaeda leader, a signal back to the Afghan authorities, the Taliban, and to other terrorist organizations, you cannot hide in Afghanistan because the United States will come after you.
You know, it's interesting hearing you use that word vacuum, the vacuum that was left. As a former crime reporter, what always comes to mind when I hear that is, you know, the annual gang sweeps that would happen in Toronto, and the concern that by picking up all these gangsters, there's going to be a vacuum that is left. And how do we ensure that these younger guys coming up don't fill that void? So how do they go about ensuring that that void is not filled by the next terrorists to come along and use Afghanistan as a safe haven?
Well, it's a great question, because that is the biggest concern that everybody has, is that you do create vacuums by getting rid of leaders like this. And let's not be naive. There will be somebody out there that will try to step into that position and try to prove themselves better than their predecessors. We've seen it before. And I think the strongest message the United States, the international community can say is to provide that sort of degree of deterrence, that if you do this, this is going to be the result for you. And unfortunately, to fight terrorism, you're going to have to play a very hardball game, as the United States is doing, because somebody's going to try to fill this void.
Do you think that Zawahiri's death signals a safer world for all of us? Or is this really about, as President Biden said, justice and hopefully bringing some closure to the many, many victims that he left behind?
This is about justice. This is about closure for those victims. This is a continual fight. The world is not safer. the world is perhaps more dangerous today than it ever has been because of what the Taliban have done in Afghanistan, what Russia is doing to the Ukraine, what North Korea is doing. I don't think I've seen the world as unsettled and as dangerous as it is today. And this killing, while it will bring peace of mind to some people, is just yet another chapter in a very long book that continues.
I'm speaking with retired Major General David Fraser about the death yesterday, that was confirmed yesterday, I should say, by President Joe Biden, of the head of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. So what I'm hearing from you, retired Major General, is that it doesn't sound like you're breathing any sigh of relief in the wake of this news.
Mary, I am not breathing a sigh of relief. I'm encouraged that, you know, terrorist leaders like this cannot find safe haven. But terrorism is a continuous threat to our society, and we've got to be vigilant to protect the well-being that we all take for granted.
We all remember the absolutely horrifying and heartbreaking images of thousands of citizens of Afghanistan gathering at the airport last year, trying to get out of the country, and our hearts breaking for them and the world that they would be faced with being left behind now that our troops and U.S. troops, all the troops had been pulled from there. What do you think, as somebody who spent time in Afghanistan, what do you think this news means for people living there?
Well, a lot of people who are living there, and you know, and I've been trying to get, you know, those Afghans who supported Canada out. Their biggest concern is still the Taliban regime trying to find food for their families, and the fact that you know, their life is being forever adversely affected because of this. And what Al-Qaeda and ISIS are doing is just further accentuating how they can live. So they're probably not too interested in this in that sense, whereas we in the international community are far more interested because these are the leaders that will protect their terrorism against their societies around the world.
You know, I don't think that this has been top of mind, and perhaps understandably so for many people in Canada lately with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But how much do you think we should be thinking about what is going on in Afghanistan and the terrorists that will undoubtedly work to fill the void that has been left there?
Well, another great question, because what Russia has done is reestablish state-sponsored activities against other states, and, you know, what they're doing in Ukraine, which creates a opportunity and a vacuum in those other countries like Afghanistan or Iraq that allows the terrorist organizations who were the main effort, who are now the supporting effort of the international community, because the main effort of the international community today is against Russia. And we cannot take our eye off of what's going on in Afghanistan, because we cannot, you know, just allow the clock to set back to, you know, 1999 or 2000, when terrorism became a existential threat to all of us. And I don't want to see the history repeat itself. So we've got to keep our eyes both on what Russia is doing and state-sponsored activities, but also what individual groups like Al-Qaeda are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, retired Major General David Fraser, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Tamara, thank you.
Retired Major General David Fraser is the co-author of the book Operation Medusa, The Furious Battle That Saved Afghanistan from the Taliban, which was released in 2018. Now, we were just speaking about the distractions that terrorist groups in Afghanistan may have been benefiting from in terms of what's going on with Russia and Ukraine right now. But there is something else that has been, of course, bubbling for many years and could potentially be coming to a head very soon. And that is having to do with China and a potential visit that may be happening tonight from U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan, which, of course, China has long claimed Taiwan as being part of mainland China, and has been saying lately that, you know, any signal that that there is support for Taiwan, essentially, if Nancy Pelosi were to go there, could create some big trouble. Well, coming up after the break, we're going to speak to the author of the book China Unbound, A New World Disorder, about what the implications of this visit might mean tonight.